Governor Kasich has called for expansion of the Medicaid program in order to deal with changes brought about by the Federal Affordable Health Care Act. But majority Republicans in the Ohio House and Senate are not buying that idea. State Senator David Burke's proposal calls for Medicaid reform, but not Medicaid expansion. Burke says a new study of Ohio's Medicaid system by the Health Policy Institute of Ohio supports his bill on reforming Medicaid to curb costs. He says the study shows the proposed 3-4% limit on growth of Medicaid costs would be a good way to help make health care more affordable.
I think it's reasonable that the rate of growth of expenditures should be the inflationary rate of growth. Why would I pay more? Do you pay more than the price at the gas pump? So why would we pay more than the rate of growth for the costs of the services to which we're actually paying for? I think that's a reasonable goal.
But Bill Hayes, the president of the nonpartisan group that analyzed the Medicaid options, says the study shows something else, too.
If you can maintain the growth of spending per person now at a lower rate than has happened historically, that gives you the financial space, if you wish, to be able to expand Medicaid and still not cost the taxpayers any more money.
That's right. Hayes says his study shows the state could expand Medicaid. And there's something else. He says his study shows merely providing coverage to more people could help.
Not everyone who's uninsured qualifies for Medicaid. Just being poor does not qualify you for Medicaid. You know, and so it typically requires you, if you don't have a child, to become sick enough. And that means the state's allowed someone's health has had to degrade until they got into Medicaid. With the expansion, with that coverage, they then ideally would not have to see their health decline and may be able to maintain and catch something earlier, stay healthier, remain productive, be able to maintain their job, and not have to become as expensive as they might otherwise have been.
Democratic State Senator Capri Cafaro says the findings of this analysis prove what she's been saying all along. Cafaro has proposed legislation that would both reform Medicaid, but also add low-income Ohioans onto the system.
So what the Health Policy Institute of Ohio, along with their colleagues from the Ohio State University, in their testimony basically laid out all of the substantive data and modeling that supports that basic premise in my bill, that it is possible to cover more people with less money and being able to do it in an effective way without kicking people off the system and improving outcomes and reducing costs.
Cafaro says there is nothing left for the subcommittee to do at this point because the body can't vote and can't make policy changes, what she says is needed at this point. Cafaro wants the Senate president to call the Senate Finance Committee together so it can deal with the issue. But that's not happening right now. The Senate Medicaid subcommittee is set to go to Cleveland next week to see how a mini Medicaid expansion project works. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.